What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
My favorite real estate conference is headed to my hometown of Austin, Texas. And you should attend CRETEX Austin to explore the next frontier in the built world tech while you network and learn from the brightest minds in the business. CRETEX conferences are proven to deliver outstanding ROI for technology companies, VCs, landlords and developers, asset managers, brokers, and professionals servicing the commercial real estate industry. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Growth Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Ash Sandy, Chief Information Officer of CRETEX. CRETEX is the global leader in live events, research, and thought leadership in built world innovation and technology. I welcomed Ash to the show and asked him to explain what CRETEX is and what they do.
Ryan, thanks for having me. This is really, really awesome. Just kind of diving into it, man. CRETEX, so it's really simple. We are the largest global conference company devoted to real estate technology. And our core mission is very simple. We basically help this massive industry discover, adopt, and invest in innovation.
I asked Ash about his role at CRETEX.
My role basically on the knowledge team is very simple. As a chief intelligence officer and global head of PropTech intelligence at CRETEX, I index and analyze over 8,000 PropTech companies globally and VCs. And we educate and inform our community of owner operators, VCs, and technology investors, real estate service providers, and of course, entrepreneurs and startups of all sizes and all stages. And we provide research reports, blog posts on emerging trends in the industry.
As Ash's primary role as Chief Intelligence Officer is to deliver research and reporting, I was curious to learn about some of the other roles CRETEX serves in the commercial real estate space.
Everything we do is knowledge-based and information-based. And so once, our events are merely a reflection of our community, so and the state of the market. So we'll have our digital platform, CRETEX.com. Within CRETEX.com, there's a ton of content on prop tech, from venture capital to case studies or what have you. And then we have our live experiential events, conferences. We're known for several conferences, CRETEX New York, CRETEX Austin, which is coming up in a few weeks. We have this high networking event called Trailblazers, and then we also have Future PropTech as well. But the core theme around all of these events is we want to put the best and the brightest people together in a room to literally make magic happen.
Nothing better than stepping into a meeting, networking event, or conference and feeling the magic, as Ash spoke about. I asked Ash how he defines magic and what a good event looks like.
All of our events have a ton of energy. And now, more importantly, outside of the energy, it's having decision makers in the room. And we've dedicated ourselves to put not only the best and the brightest on stage, but also having the best and the brightest in the audience. At the end of the day, we're in the real estate business, and so we need to provide resources and solutions to both parties, not just technology companies, but also real estate companies, from brokers, landlords, management companies, and our prop tech community, our real estate tech community of startups have the opportunity to meet with these people and vice versa and share ideas and really bring our industry together to help drive efficiency.
One of Ash's roles as Chief Information Officer is to report on the state of venture capital and commercial real estate tech. I asked Ash, why is that important?
Venture capital is used as a proxy to determine emerging trends within the global prop tech and real estate tech industry. The core concept of our research is really to determine the hottest concepts impacting the greater real estate industry for our channel partners, for our owner-operator partners, for our broker partners, for our management partners, and so on and so forth.
I asked Ash about the big prop tech trends from 2019 and what we can expect for 2020.
For 2019, just speaking from a macro perspective, probably the biggest trend that we've noticed in 2019 was that it was a breakthrough year for the real estate tech industry. Whereas unlike 2018, the industry really tightened investments in real estate tech. 2019, we saw a surge in both deal and dollar volume. Venture capital investments in real estate tech companies hit a record high of $31.5 billion, with major deals kind of happening across the sector from commercial, residential, construction, and financial services sector. And by financial services, I'm really talking about alternative sources of capital and financing. But overall, the macro message here is that venture capital investments increased by over nearly 227% since last year. Just kind of doing the math off the top of my head there. So last year was gangbusters. The market was flooded. This year, just from our tech investors we've been speaking with, to owner operators and also technology companies and startups, the year is very pragmatic, and that was one of our predictions, our 2020 predictions that we reported on a few months ago, is that the industry is going to start getting very pragmatic with valuations, and we're starting to see that in effect as the year from January to February.
With a record number of deals and dollars invested in 2019, I asked Ash if a particular sector or technology received an outsized portion of the investment.
When it comes just to real estate sector, the residential sector always has received the most amount of venture capital investments, both in terms of number of the actual capital allocated, but also the deal volume. And this is a second note to that is that there needs to be a clear distinction between the funding and what it's being used for. In 2019, we saw a ton of capital being allocated to propcos as well as opcos. Conventionally, we've seen venture capital, used as an to fund the opco of a company, whether it's software, hardware, or whatever. But when it comes to business model innovation companies, a lot of the capital was used to actually grow the propco of the company. So that was very interesting to see in 2019.
I asked Ash about the young companies that are next in line to receive broad adoption, recognition, and big valuations.
Given the state of the market, I'm very bullish on the construction side of the industry. I think access to capital, I think there's a ton of owner operators out there that are looking to deploy capital. So I think there's going to be a ton of innovation in the construction tech world. And actually from Procore being the largest, but some of my other favorite companies, actually is one company specifically out of Austin, Rabbit, that I'm very, very fond of. And I think they're poised to do some amazing work and do some amazing things in the industry. Outside of that, I think digital twin technology, I think, is going to revolutionize the industry. I think what Willow is doing in the space, I think, is phenomenal, and a handful of other players out there, not just Willow. But those companies are very top of mind for me.
Ash spoke about the momentum that the construction technology sector is currently building. I asked Ash if there was a specific niche of the sector that we should be paying attention to.
Yeah, from the owner operators, whether family, large family offices to institutional, there are a few top of mind trends that are impacting their business. One is energy. So when constructing these new assets when developing these assets, they need to create a sustainable, environmentally friendly asset. So that's one. Second is for existing assets, is using energy as a vehicle to compress expenses. So that's a second. And those are the two on the energy side. But then on the actual operation side and management side, those are absolutely the two most important sectors that are getting a lot of attention. Because owners, they're in it from the beginning. Whereas an architect might come and go, GCs come and go, owners are in it. They have to live with the asset. And so, yet they have a lack of transparency into the construction project itself. And companies like Procore and Honest Buildings, or which is now Procore for Owners, Rabin and a handful of others, you know, they're really providing a tremendous amount of transparency into the construction project altogether, and providing a ton of data. And the ultimate goal is to turn that data into information, that information into knowledge, and that knowledge into actionable information. And so a lot of these companies are doing exactly that, to help support the owners that basically have to live with the asset once it's done being built.
Shifting gears a bit, Ash mentioned the CRE Tech event in Austin coming up in April. I asked Ash to explain more about the event and what attendees can hope to find there.
Super excited about this. CRE Tech Austin, hashtag CRE Tech Austin, is really a studded out event with the industry's honestly most innovative executives and influential thought leaders. And the whole goal is to learn about technology trends and ideas transforming the industry and the built world. And so basically, if you are interested in learning how to, or networking with leaders in the industry and learning from them, this event is for anyone that has ever attended any of our events. They will all tell you the same thing. It's super explosive. It's inspiring keynotes, thoughtful networking, and business development. Like, those are the core drivers of our live events business.
Ash mentioned an all-star cast of business leaders and thought leaders from commercial real estate. I asked Ash who he was excited to hear from at the event.
So we have Dean Hopkins, COO at Oxford Properties, David Eisenberg from Zig Capital, a great VC in the prop tech space, Ben Lerner from Lerner Associates, another great company, Charlie Kunz from Chief Innovation Officer at Heinz. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. For actually a full list, I can you should actually just check out cretech.com. Jenny Miller from Jamestown, and then from tech companies, we have Louis Shotsky from Navitas Capital. I mean, like, obviously Mike's going to be Mike Beckerman, CEO of Cretech. You know, is going to be up on stage. I mean, it's a fully studded out event with leaders in the industry.
I asked Ash about themes or trends he expects to be discussed at the CRE Tech event in Austin.
You know, there's multiple conversations being held at the event. One of the conversations that keeps coming up is the M&A activity in the prop tech space, basically consolidation in the sector. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. And Ben Lerner is going to be talking about that from Lerner Associates. That's probably one of the biggest ones. Dean Hopkins is going to be speaking about Oxford and their technology approach to their tech landscape, their tech playbook at Oxford. I mean, the list can go on. And then honestly, Allison Sederish from Barclays, sailing the ocean, of capital, current trends and valuation and funding. And the reason that's important is because we're seeing a lot of owner operators and real estate companies get involved in funding a lot of these tech companies. So she's leading that conversation. I mean, the list can go on and on and on forever.
I asked Ash who the CRE Tech Austin Conference is built for.
If you are anyone in real estate, you should be at the event. You should be, whether you're a broker, owner, operator, manager, developer, it doesn't make a difference. An entrepreneur, you should be at the event. If you're an entrepreneur in tech, an entrepreneur in real estate, they're all one and the same. You should be at the event. It's a great opportunity to kind of learn from your peers, network with amazing thought leaders in the sector. Our approach at CRE Tech is a little bit different than other companies. Obviously, CRE Tech is a New York-based company, but our event is going to be held in Austin. So the content is actually, and the people speaking, you know, have, you know, are much of a reflection of the community we're going to be in. So the way we go about, you know, these events is that we want to be a partner in the city, not bring the New York brand to Austin or just for the state of Texas. So our goal there is that whether you live in the DFW area, Memphis, Nashville, Houston, Miami, LA, New York, Chicago, Toronto, you know, the conversation is obviously, you know, national, international, and global, but, you know, it's also made for the local owner operator because there's a there's a commonality amongst owner operators, developers, and real estate professionals and real estate brokers, and you know, the trade profession doesn't change just based on geography. The metrics change, but the foundation, the principles of real estate do not change. So the conference is really made for that specifically.
CRE Tech has made a number of acquisitions over the past 12 months. I asked Ash about CRE Tech's acquisitions and plans for growth.
Our core strategy is very simple. It's really to expand globally to reflect the increasing, you know, the global nature of prop tech, in the industry. And our first acquisition, you know, was in London with Future Prop Tech, and they're the leading conference company in Europe. And we're already seeing great synergies as a result of it. And, you know, we plan on making additional global acquisitions in the future in markets where prop tech is growing. We want to be first, and we want to be there to help grow with the community.
I asked Ash what success looks like for CRE Tech in 2020.
Success for us is very simple. Our goal is to inform and educate the real estate industry on technology and innovation. And we host these innovative conferences for commercial real estate's most influential executives and thought leaders in the industry as a result of it. So as long as our industry is growing, and as long as they're happy, we're happy. And as long as they find value in CRE Tech, that is success for us.
I know that Ash, like myself, is a big food lover. For my last question, I asked Ash about food recommendations in Austin for those attending the event.
Okay, so that is a completely loaded question and one that will get me in a ton of trouble with you Texans and Austinites, okay? So I'm saying that now, okay? But for anyone visiting Austin, always remember, okay, because I've learned the hard way, never tell an Austinite that tacos are not a breakfast food, and especially not on Fridays. They absolutely are. And if you've ever had better barbecue anywhere, even if it's true or not, you didn't, and you don't say it, okay? Those are my two golden rules. But things that I would go out of my way for to eat is anything Tex-Mex and anything barbecue. And we were just joking about this before, or earlier on. Right now, I'm in love with Terry Black's. I love everything in which they're doing. I think amazing, amazing barbecue there. And the name of this Tex-Mex spot down the street from it is killing me, but there's a Tex-Mex spot literally a block away from Terry Black's that I will literally be gorging on when I'm down there. Some of the freshest, best Tex-Mex food I've ever had in my life. Those two.
Great to speak with Ash Sandy of CRE Tech today. The only must-attend event for innovation in the built world is going to Austin. Everything's bigger in Texas, especially CRE Tech. Join CRE Tech as they kick off their 2020 conference lineup on April 22nd through 23rd at the Austin Convention Center. Over 1,500 professionals from around the world are expected to attend this extraordinary two-day event. Take advantage of the lowest rate today for your chance to network and hear from the brightest minds in the business. And that concludes our show. For those that are wondering, the Tex-Mex next door to Terry Black's barbecue is called El Alma. I'm excited to see Ash and the CRE Tech team in Austin for this amazing event. You can find out more about Ash and CRE Tech in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.